The NFL season kicks off tonight as the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs host the Houston Texans, but football this year will be anything but typical. Pandemic protocols and ongoing protests against racial injustice have forced the league to adapt. So what's it going to look like? Mike Pesca is here now, sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com and joins us now. Mike, what is tonight's game going to look like? Any ideas?
Yeah, it's going to be muted. It's going to, I think, have less bombast and, pyrotechnics in the pregame show. And I don't just mean that in person, what the network puts forward. There's going to be only 17,000 fans in attendance, which is 22% of the capacity of the very large stadium. And before the game, they're going to play Lift Every Voice and Sing, the Black National Anthem, along with the Star-Spangled Banner, the national anthem, and players, and this isn't clear, but they were at least considering and talking about, and this would indicate that they're working it out themselves, some sort of statement or protest, maybe kneeling, maybe a joint protest statement. We're not sure. The league's not getting in the way of that, though.
And the end zones, I understand, will be inscribed this season with two slogans: "It Takes All of Us" on one side and "End Racism" on the other. Sounds like they're doing a lot of things, but maybe not as much as the NBA has been doing.
Right. And the NBA is in a different situation because for years, the NBA has been empowered by its commissioner. And for years, the NFL, especially NFL owners, have antagonized players who want to make social justice statements. I think it is interesting, though, that if you look at it, it's not just the composition of each league, because if you look at the number or the percentage of African-Americans in each league, and I mean that specifically because there are a lot of international players in the NBA, but if you look at the percentage of African-Americans in the NBA and the NFL, it is, in fact, very close. I think it's more a function that the NFL does not have guaranteed contracts, so players know that if they step out of line, they could get cut, and that's different from the NBA. There's just a different ethic. So to answer, maybe a long way around to the answer to your question, Jeremy, but I do think that the NFL has a long way to go before it even comes close to the sort of activism that the NBA encourages.
Now, you said there are going to be thousands of fans in the stadium, which I don't think that Dr. Fauci would be very happy about. He's been talking about even the rallies that President Trump has been having is a little uncomfortable for him from the perspective of controlling the virus. But why aren't they going a little more like what the NBA is doing with the bubble? Don't they think they're going to have huge outbreaks with fans in the stadium?
Right. So if there's no bubble, there's no bubble. So the NBA can't allow any fans in because they have this hermetically sealed environment. And in fact, one of the stars of the Houston Rockets might not be allowed to play because apparently he had a visitor that wasn't allowed in the rule. That's how serious they take it. The NFL, it's not as that they're not taking it seriously, but they don't have a bubble. So it's not incumbent upon them to keep people out. At the number, and the stadium's huge, at 17,000, there can be the 6 feet or so of spacing. I wonder about the entries, egresses, and the entries, that sort of crowding, but apparently they're going to space. And, you know, a lot of, even though U.S. Open tennis is played without crowds, and as you said, NBA, NHL, there were a lot of college football games, and a number of them featured fans. So I don't know that just the fact of people being outdoors in a stadium is as problematic as, say, being in a rally where you're much closer to each other. But there is something about the optics that I would wonder about. And maybe, you know, a lot of NFL stadiums aren't allowing fans. Maybe that sends a better, safer message.
By the way, you mentioned that there may be some kneeling during the national anthem tonight. We should note that Colin Kaepernick, who started that movement of kneeling during the anthem, still is not going to be playing this season, right?
Right. He's not signed with any team. And at this point, even though still a young man, he hasn't played in so long, and he hasn't been, and he had a high profile tryout opportunity that turned into a little bit of a media ruckus last season. I don't know that he will ever get the chance. And it is a shame because just based on talent, he deserved the chance to be at least a backup or play himself into the starting lineup. But that's where we stand with Colin Kaepernick, which is to say not standing at all.
One more thing, Mike. Michigan's governor signed an executive order this week requiring athletes in the state to wear a face covering at all times when they can't maintain 6 feet of social distance. We think of Michigan and college football. Is college football just briefly going to look, you know, what is it going to look like this season?
I mean, they talked about it, and then the governor issued a clarification saying, well, not all sports like swimming. And there is a little bit of brushback or blowback, because in the sport of football, you're crashing your body into someone
right.
else. A mask or face covering might help. It might be impractical, but when you have that much exchange of, oh, fluids and contact, it's hard to keep an infected person from infecting others.
Right. Mike Pesca, Here Now sports analyst and host of the daily podcast, The Gist at Slate.com. Thank you.
You're welcome.